It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Abby Hornacek.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Evan Brown. Federal investigators are looking for more answers as to what happened to a cargo ship that struck and collapsed Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week, stopping up seaport commerce and also creating a dangerous mess.
And you cannot open the channel without moving the ship, which we learned also from the NTSB has at least 56 containers that have hazardous material, which some we've learned have been breached.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
It's been a couple of days now since the world saw video of the cargo ship Dolly seemingly ram the support structure of the Francis Scott Key Bridge over the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The video shows the bridge's roadbed and steel trusses rapidly twist and fall. We know there are victims. There are also economic impacts, and none of this is getting fixed or cleaned up quickly.
This is by far the worst bridge tragic accident disaster that the Port of Baltimore has dealt with.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Baltimore. He talks to us from a fishing boat out on the river, whose captain has been taking him out close to the wreckage.
What we know now, days after this bridge collapse, according to the NTSB releasing some information on the data recorder, is a timeline of this 95,000-ton shipping container, Singapore flag that was headed to Sri Lanka, left 4 minutes after 1 a.m., and 20 minutes later, it suffered significant power loss. We don't know why, and that's going to be a core root of the investigation, but it had a significant power loss, which caused them to lose the ability to steer the propulsion mechanisms of the ship, and ultimately, minutes later, it collided into one of the main pillars that was holding this bridge and brought it down, as we've all watched. Now, as they begin to pick up the pieces, they're doing the investigation of interviewing all the crew members and trying to figure out what led to the power failure. And in the dramatic video, you see the lights go out, and then you see the lights come back on just before the ship collides with the bridge. And that's apparently the emergency power sources trying to kick in, but it didn't allow them to regain control of the ship and the ability to steer it. And of course, we now know what happened. Now, the task at hand is, of course, clearing this channel because of the damage it's doing with the port closed. And in the past few days, and I'm floating on a boat right now on the Patapsco River, just 1,000 yards from the Dolly, the ship stuck in this channel, the bridge debris all around us. And by the way, the magnitude of this wreckage is just mind-blowing when you're this close to it and you think about the task at hand. And you had the first immediate phase, search and rescue. We know that's over. The second was the recovery to get the bodies, the 6 lost construction workers. They've, of course, recovered 2, but 4 more remain because they can't get to them because so much debris is on top of the cars, the bodies they believe to be in those cars that are trapped. So they're now, Maryland officials are in salvage mode. And that means they're bringing in crews with barges and trains, the U.S. Navy assisting the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to start beginning this process to remove the debris. But what you've got stuck in the channel is this ship, and you cannot open the channel without moving the ship, which we learned also from the NTSB has at least 56 containers that have hazardous material, which some we've learned have been breached. So the complexity of this problem is tremendous. We haven't seen those barges arrive yet, but that's where they are now. Once they begin to move the debris, they may be able to give us a better sense of the time. But one thing is for sure, this is going to take months. Certainly it's not days. It's likely not weeks, possibly months, to open this channel back up and get things back to normal here before they can begin to do the return to the recovery. And we're a long, long ways away from any sort of rebuilding of the bridge.
So you're on this boat now, and you've been able to see the wreckage, both of the bridge and the dolly, the cargo ship. What does it look like up close? Because we've seen the security camera stuff, we've seen the aerial video from drones, but you're kind of right there at eye level. So you look out that window of the boat you're on. What do you see?
I'm looking out right now, and I see the image we've been showing in our live shot of the giant, massive steel trellis that's crashed down onto the bow of this ship, shipping containers, which are giant metal steel boxes, just crushed, some hanging off the bow. And of course, the other pieces of metal and debris all along this channel that are also lying there. But when you look at it, it's just unbelievably hard to process, because you also have to realize in this about 30 to 35 foot channel is the road itself and all of the other debris we don't see underneath it. And we're watching as there are we watched all day as the dive boats and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources were working. They brought up that red pickup truck with the two bodies of the construction workers.
Right.
We couldn't see, of course, the truck or the bodies, because it was deep down. They had to use an inflatable device to float it up, and then they towed it off. And that's what we're looking at now. And when you look into the channel and you understand how these things work in ports, and this is the ninth busiest port in the country, and it ranks number one in terms of moving light trucks and cars, which has created a tremendous shipping supply chain problem in this part of the Northeast. But you see, there's two in any given channel that you have. You have basically things called dolphins that are channel markers that show the ships where the channel is. And dead set in the middle is this ship. And so it's amazing to see such a tremendous obstruction in such a narrow channel in the scheme of things and the amount of debris that's blocking it. But even beyond that, and I said this on the air, we know they've ruled out terrorism. But at the same time, when you look at the massive steel beams that are bent like plastic straws and the crushed main pillar that was holding the suspension bridge that's broken down, it reminds you of looking at scenes of buildings in New York and at the Pentagon after 9/11, even though there obviously was no terrorism and no plane flew into it, but the destruction is really on a smaller scale, but reminiscent of that when you look at it.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is on a boat in the Patapsco River in Baltimore, right at the scene of the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the very stuck cargo ship Dolly. Here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the economic impacts here. You've mentioned the channel is blocked. It will likely be blocked for a very long time. There's cargo on that ship still. I assume they're probably going to try to get it off at one point or another. And as you mentioned, it's a very busy port. It's a way to import vehicles for the Northeast. I've also read that it's a major point to export liquid natural gas to Europe, which is also rather curious. But how does the greater economy, how does the Baltimore area economy function with this port not in service? That's the big question.
It's a great point that you make, because Maryland Governor Wes Moore has been saying as recent as today, he said, this is a crisis for Baltimore. This is a crisis for Marylanders. But he also says, make no mistake, this is a national crisis. And that's what he's talking about, is the significance of how this impacts the supply chain in the larger scheme of things. And, you know, you've got things like Carnival Cruise Line has rerouted their cruise line to the Baltimore port, that part of that. They've rerouted it to Norfolk, Virginia, for a lack of a better option right now. But already the company is saying they're expecting, you know, a $10 million loss on the year just already caused by this. And when you talk about the actual impact on the port, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was talking about in just the jobs directly tied to this port itself, he said it's roughly 8,000, which affects roughly $2 million in wages every single day. Wow. And so, listen, when the Biden administration and President Biden said himself that he will, bring any federal resources needed to this, that's welcome news here, because people understand that it's going to take an awful lot to fix this, not just from the infrastructure and the salvage and all the things we talked about, but also in the economic impact. And, you know, I'm on a boat, fortunately, with the fishermen who normally makes a living rock fishing here in the Chesapeake Bay, but fishermen like him, commercial fishermen and others, are also going to be affected by the blockage of this port. They fish in this area. We don't know how it may impact the spring fishing season about to start. So it's really, you know, it's going to be hard to find anyone in Maryland in the coming weeks and months that's not impacted by this.
Is there a bigger discussion or longer discussion to have in the future about, and I think this discussion is kind of cyclical, but infrastructure security? This is a major bridge, and its destruction has impacted a major port, and it's kind of crippled things for now.
Those conversations are absolutely happening.
Yeah.
And infrastructure itself, you know, is an ongoing conversation. And I was, you know, reading some of the experts talking about saying, you know, this bridge, considering it was built in 1977, was never going to withstand the impact from a 95,000 ton shipping container that's 1,000 feet long hitting it. It can't withstand that. But
right.
To rebuild the thousands of bridges that are in the same situation that may or may not need repair, the cost to enforce those and bring them up to a higher standard is an economic cost that no one can really quite put a number on it, because it's so high and it's hard to know where to begin on that. And we're not even talking about the bridges that are already failing the fractured structural threshold, which is the term they were using in the NTSB briefing.
Right.
This one apparently had met that, but yet had its significant aging problems. The ones that are underneath that obviously are at the front of the list, but it's raising a larger conversation that there are already indications you're going to hear Congress talking about what to do with our bridges like this that could be at, you know, vulnerable risk of having another situation like this, because in our ports, we're going to find out in the very near term, and already we're seeing the early indications of just how devastating the impact can be.
Fox News' Griff Jenkins on a boat out by the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Evan, great to be with you, and we'll be watching as those crews hopefully start to arrive soon to start removing this debris and opening this channel.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.